Neon lights line the sidewalks of the notorious Broadway Street in the city of San Francisco. The old signage on the strip club reveals a slender blonde woman with her red cabaret dress pulled back, revealing her porcelain thighs. A couple steps behind her, a man with a cigarette in his mouth stands in a black tux and a white hat, clutching a machine gun in his hands, a throwback to a previous occupant. Broadway Street used to be the epicenter of the topless dancer movement, home to the legendary Carol Doda, and the piano suspended from the ceiling at the Condor Club. All the great old clubs started here, the Roaring Twenties, Big Al's, the Condor, all dragging in truckloads of tourist dollars. Nothing like this back in Des Moines. Now it's a collection of run-down, second-rate sex shops with no class. Nothing like the old days. After topless dancing became routine, there were nude dancers everywhere. There is nothing left to the imagination anymore. Now, as you walk along Columbus Avenue, you have to watch your step. The plague of homeless people has created a minefield of used syringes, human waste, and garbage. The streets are littered with filth and no one to clean it up. Broadway now qualifies as a level 3 toxic dump. Just past Broadway and down Columbus Ave, you enter the timeless world of North Beach, the home to San Francisco's Italian community. The place is known for its exquisite restaurants and bars and the fact that it was home to the Yankee Clipper, Joe DiMaggio. Across the street is Chinatown, home to the largest Chinese community outside Asia. The two neighborhoods go back for centuries and are separated by culture, language, and a single city street. San Francisco is the perfect mosaic, with all its different communities existing together in their own little bubbles. It is a place where you can sit down to a dim sum delight and then cross the street for tiramisu and a sambuca for dessert. San Francisco's nightlife, however, doesn't shy away from a little mix-up. You can find girls from every corner of the world working the clubs here. Many of the clubs are run by men with ties to a number of underworld activities. Ivan is one such guy who takes care of it all. The Russian is well-connected and has a steady flow of girls coming in from all over the country and distant parts of the world. Ivan is touring around one of the strip clubs he manages on Broadway Street. It is an old, run-down joint frequented by mostly local, aging men who have no other way to spend their money and time. The girls are no better. Time is up for them. Stripping is a way of life now. Their obnoxiously tattooed skin hangs loose on their bodies. Whatever cosmetic work they had done in the past badly needs a touch-up, but now they only make enough money for their coke fix. You see, the club profits from all kinds of addictions, both customer and performer, and the money is still rolling in. Ivan and his associates are happy. He has other clubs he manages where the real money is made, where the night is young and the girls are fresh. Ivan sits at the bar, a lit cigarette in one hand and his phone in the other, talking to someone with his guttural Russian accent grating off his tongue.
Yeah, we have girls for escorting.
No, they come to you.
No, they do extra work at club. Only do extra work away from club. Too much police.
No, you pay me, not girl.
Now the man on the phone had a new request, one which even Ivan thought was unusual.
You want to take picture? Cost more.
What you mean, did I take picture? Oh, you mean picture in paper, picture of girls for club.
Yes, yes, I take picture.
Okay, you want girls for pictures, and you want me to take picture. That will cost you much more.
The man on the phone takes a slight offense to Ivan's incessant mentioning of the price of his services, so he assures him that money is not going to be an issue. Ivan replies,
You have money. It's good. Meet tomorrow morning at 10 Cafe Broadway, okay?
Having finalized the deal, Ivan hangs up the phone. Ivan arrives at the little cafe conveniently located at the corner of the street. He takes a booth, giving him a view in two directions. The day outside is beautiful and sunny, with people going on about their daily routines. Ivan orders a cup of coffee for himself and settles down comfortably with his legs spread on his side of the booth. Within 5 minutes, the man on the phone appears in person. He sits opposite Ivan and gets straight to the point. Before the man can begin, Ivan interrupts.
Do you want anything? Coffee, pancakes, bacon and eggs?
No, I'm good.
Listen, I want to take some photos, very special photos, the kind you took for the S&M clubs.